7:23 for pet lovers everywhere. We bring you this segment from Care Animal Hospital, 9052 Prairie Ridge Boulevard in Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ Brewer joins us now. Dr. Russ, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
I'm feeling chipper, very chipper this morning. Hope you are the same, my friend.
I'm feeling okay.
Feeling good. We've got a topic to talk about, but I had to bring this up because I saw this. The main thing that we always seem to struggle with at times is communication between mankind and pets. And now, a former Amazon engineer is working on an app called Meow Talk. And I don't know why he specifically chose cats for this, but it's a creation that promises to translate your cat's noises, meows, vocalizations of some sort, into something that humans can understand. So, a translating cat app. You've heard of a cat nap? This is a cat app coming soon to your phone. Do we really have this much trouble communicating with our animals, Dr. Russ?
I'm not so sure we all want to know what they're saying.
So, a little more on this.
If I take one look at my cat, I can just tell visually that he's usually not very happy with things going on. So,
well, the guy's name is Javier Sanchez, and he was one of the guys who worked on putting Alexa together. And did I just make speakers go off all over Kenosha? I may have.
Probably.
he's working on turning phrases into English language, like I'm hungry or I'm in pain. So you get a better idea as to what's going on with your cat. Obviously, this is going to need some fine-tuning, but is that the future for us? We'll be able to translate, hey, Google, translate my cat's noise. Something like that, right?
Well, I guess I'd be a little skeptical based on how well Alexa doesn't always work.
Like I said, there's some bugs to be worked at. Meow Talk, it could be coming soon. Holiday season, Dr. Russ, and every season, you guys always do something nice to help area fundraising for shelters and pet entities. And that's what Holiday Hugs is all about. Let us in on that, Dr. Russ.
Well, so we've been doing Holiday Hugs. Gosh, this will be our 20th year of doing this. And we've been collecting money for the local shelters and then distributing that to them. And what we've done is we've always had the owners put their name or pet's name on a paper ornament, and then we would put it in the lobby. Well, this year, given we're still doing curbside, we're still going to do the ornaments, but we'll put them in the window. And we'll put the names on them for the owners. But with every donation that they make monetarily, we'll enter their name into a drawing for a handmade quilt that one of our staff members has made.
Wow, so, that is a nice prize. That's
so it's kind of like a give back to the giver. So it's we have also always collected physical donations of goods, so like paper towels, cat litter, those kinds of things. Given the current times, we're recommending that those donations actually go directly to the organizations.
So whatever organization, and there's a lot of those Kindred Kitties and Safe Harbor and things like that.
Kindred Kitties, yeah, exactly. So there's all of the rescue groups need our help. They need the help usually 12 months out of the year. We really focus hard on probably the most generous month of the year, which is, season of the year, the November, December. So we're starting at the 27th of this month. And then it will end at the 31st. And then we'll get the money over to the shelters on the, probably the 2nd. But because we're closed on the 1st.
I see.
Some things stay normal, right?
Right, hopefully. But a good thing to do, make that donation to Holiday Hugs, and you could walk away with one of those terrific quilts. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of these shelters and rescues have a lot of needs. I saw Safe Harbor posted on Facebook that they're looking for baby food and Tide detergent or laundry detergent. And
you think, detergent.
How do those two go together? Yep. Well, they use the baby food to transition cats from mother's milk to wet cat food. And they're looking for donations for that.
Yeah. They also use that sometimes if the cats aren't feeling so well. It's a little extra, flavorful food that they'll be enticed to eat. Cats are picky with food, so you've got to work a lot with them to get them to eat cat food. Because if they're used to eating certain things, and of course you got to realize if they're a stray cat, they're not necessarily going to have a cat food diet.
So, right.
Yeah.
So always good to make the donations.
Cool things that they do, and it's good that we can help out.
Absolutely. So physical donations, make them to the shelter or rescue of your choice. But if you want to take part in Holiday Hugs, it starts on the day after Thanksgiving, runs through the end of the year. And again, paper ornament with your name on it, and you could win that handmade quilt. It's a pretty fun deal, and you're helping out pets in need here in 2020. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital, you guys are open 7 days a week.
We are. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 7, and then Saturdays we're open 8:30 to 2, and Sundays we're open 10:30 to 3. And give us a phone call at 262-694-6515, or check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com.
And again, make a donation to Holiday Hugs this year. You'll feel good about it, and you're going to help out some pets who could use a little extra hand, a little extra whatever, this holiday season. Dr. Russ Brewer, thank you so much. Appreciate it as always. You have a great week, sir.
You too, Bill.